Oh, Woody, Andy here again, sitting down on a lovely winter's afternoon in the sunshine down on the beach. You might be able to hear the tide behind me going out. This morning, I happened to watch the first episode of Professor Brian Cox's new mind-blowing series, The Wonders of the Universe. I must admit, I didn't see the first series, Wonders of the Solar System. I've got a great deal of respect for Brian Cox, for what he's done and popularising astronomy and physics and that, and getting people to think about it. But to me, the programme, I said I only watched the first, well, only the first one's gone out, I suppose, but to me, it's sort of showed all that's wrong with a lot of the TV programmes that we get nowadays. For a start, it was far too long. You could have summed up what he was trying to say in about a quarter of an hour and probably fit the whole series, for all I know, in one programme. It didn't really seem to do anything, and we had those shots that you get nowadays, all these type of big production numbers, documentary programmes, people standing on tops of mountains or something with helicopter shots obviously whirling around them, seeing them all standing there, staring into the distance with the wind blowing through their hair, or them sitting down somewhere, staring out into the distance. I can imagine it now if I was doing it, me sitting here, and there'd be someone over my shoulder with a camera, filming me looking out to sea, looking pensive and looking, you know, thoughtful. And we get that so much, and there's so much sort of setting up the scene of the particular shot that they're trying to do, and the obviously the location stuff that they do. They seem to forget the actual substance of the programme. And one of the other things that annoyed me today, and it happens quite a lot now, is the music that is played. I've watched a few big documentary series recently, and I hadn't noticed the music, but that show I watched this morning, The Wonders of the Universe, really brought it home. The music was so loud in some places, it was so intrusive, it was actually drowning out what Brian Cox was trying to say. I have nothing against music in programmes. Obviously, it aids the programmes to a certain extent, but why do you need the music overlaying when the person is actually talking? And don't forget, we're talking about topics here, physics, you know, the second law of thermodynamics or whatever it was that Brian Cox was talking about. These are pretty tricky subjects. He's discussing important topics here, mind-blowing topics, something you need to get your head around. The last thing you need is to have to sort of put your ear and try and strain to hear what the poor guy is actually trying to tell us in the first place. Although I did tweet afterwards that you could have summed up the programme just by saying nothing lasts forever and we can't go back, and that's basically everything he told you. And so much so that I didn't enjoy it particularly, so much so that I've actually not going to bother watching the rest of them, because I just found that it was appealing, and this is going to sound awful, but it was appealing to that sort of lowest common denominator. Really, the whole programme was so padded out and so ponderous, I felt, that it didn't really tell me anything. As I said before, it could have told me what it needed to say very quickly. And I had an impression that it was all over the place. It didn't seem to have a particular theme. Yes, I know the theme was about time and that type of thing, but it seemed to hammer home certain points and not explain other things, which I maybe would have liked to have known. Maybe it's because that's one of those topics that I've had an interest in for a number of years now, sort of astronomy and all that type of thing. And I've read several books about it, and as I said, had an interest. So I do know a certain amount about it, obviously nowhere near the amount that Brian Cox does. And I know there are so many things out there that I could find mind-blowing, but nothing I've heard this morning, apart from some of the numbers. But then we know the universe is a big place. We know the Big Bang happened a long time ago. I'm sure there aren't many people who need that explaining to them. Maybe it's just one of those programs that tries to impress more than educate. And I think that's what we need, is to say, well, yes, we accept that some of you people may know a bit about this, and if you do know something about so many of these topics that these documentaries are about, they just don't appeal to you. You think you might learn something, and ultimately you don't, and you think, well, I might as well just go and read a book instead. Another little thing, I will shut up this rant in a minute, but another one little thing that always gets me about these programs, they're usually set or filmed in places that are very hot and sunny, etc. And you always find that the people never wear sunglasses. You know, I'm here on the beach now, and it's a winter's day, and the sun's streaming out. I've got my sunglasses on because I need to have my sunglasses on. Very, very rarely do you see anybody, especially doing a piece to camera, wearing sunglasses. Brian Cox actually was wearing sunglasses in a couple of the shots last night, but he's the first person I can think of in some time that I've seen in a documentary like that where the presenter has actually worn sunglasses. Okay, he didn't do it when he was talking to camera. I suspect that that's because people like to see, or supposedly like to see, people's eyes and where they're looking. But let's get realistic about this. Anyway, rant over. I'd love to know what other people think about this topic, about these whole TV documentaries altogether. I suspect that's one reason why people don't watch as much TV, because they just don't get what's going on, really. And they need a hearing aid in or an ear plug in to keep the music level down. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.